A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Dalid, Shabbos 104, pagination page 207. But we're going to start on the facing page to get into it. So we're on page 206, Kuf Gimel Amud Beis 103b. About 13 lines from the bottom, you'll see at the end of a line, it says Mem de Shimon. And we start from the beginning of that line. Amar Rav Yehuda says, Matzinu shem katan mishem gadol, it's possible to write a short word from a longer one. And the example was the word shem, which means name, from the name Shimon, which is the famous name of the tribe, or from Shmuel, the prophet, that name. So the Gemara asks, Midomi, I understand you're writing, once you write the first two letters, even though you intended to write more letters, you've already written something significant. But it doesn't really work, the Gemara asks, because Mem de Shem Sasum. If you had been writing the Mem of the word Shem, meaning name, then it would be an end the letter, a final letter, a Mem Sofis, whatever your upbringing causes you to call that letter, but it would be the letter that's written at the end of a word. Mem de Shimon, whereas what you did write, intending to write the full word Shimon, is the open letter, Pasuach. It's the way it's written in the middle of a word. So you didn't write the word Shem correctly. It's not kosher, the Gemara is asking. Amar Rav Chista says, Zoso Meres, from here you can prove. In other words, if you follow the ruling that you're finding in this Mishnah, then Sosom Va'asa'o Pasuach Kosher. When you have what's supposed to be a final letter, a closed letter, and you wrote it as an open letter, apparently that's kosher. At least after the fact, even if it's not ideal. And that's why, if you were intending to write Shimon or Shmuel, and you wrote Shem, it's already considered a violation. It's a legitimate way to write the word shame, at least after the fact. Okay. Ask the Gemara from the laws of writing a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, or Mezuzahs. It appears that this is not true. Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. Uchasav Tom, you should write them. And the way that word is written, we infer shetehek siva tama, that it should be a kosav tam, a perfect writing, just like you have the word tamim by an animal, that it shouldn't have blemishes. So you have the word tama by writing, that it should be without a flaw. Shelo yichtav alfin einin einin alfin. You shouldn't write an ayin as an aleph or an aleph as an ayin, even though according to some it has basically the same sound. Basin, kafin, kafin, basin. You shouldn't write a bays like a chaf or a chaf like a bays, even though someone would think it's more or less the same look. And it's certainly a good mnemonic device. If I'm trying to read a Sefer Torah, it looks kind of the same and I could get the message out, but it's wrong. Don't do it. And there's a whole list over here, for example, a dalet as a resh or reverse, a hey as a ches or the reverse, a yud as a vav, you make the leg a little bit too long or too short. In middle of this list, at the end of a line, it says, stumin psuchim, psuchim stumin. You should make sure not to make a closed letter as an open letter or an open letter as a closed letter. Very clear that you're not allowed to do this in writing, official writing of the Torah. It doesn't work. So the Gemara says, four lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line, Hu da omar ki haitano. There's a different opinion out there, and we're not saying who the paskin like. That's a separate discussion. But to bear in mind that to explain our Mishnah, you could follow the ruling of a different opinion. Again, in other words, Rav Chisda made a comment that the Shem, Shin Mem, would work as a word, and that that's acceptable. And the Gemara brought a Brisa that says absolutely not. The small mem and the closed mem and the open mem are not interchangeable. But the Gemara says there is such an opinion that says that they're somewhat interchangeable. Hu de Amar ki aitana, if you follow this opinion, Ditanya, as we learned, beginning of the three lines up. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says, Ne'ma b'sheini v'niskeihem, b'shishi unesocheha, b'shivii kimishpatam. It says in the Torah when it's describing the karbanos of Sukkis, a slightly alternative reading, even though basically they're all repetitive, but there's a slightly altered reading which gives you a mem, a yud, and a mem, kemishpatam. By the other words, it doesn't say kemishpatam with the extra mem. So here it does. Hare mem, yud, mem, mayim. It says a mem, a yud, and a mem. So you have extra letters in that section which tells you the word water. Mikan remez linisach mayim in haTorah. That's a hint that you have to bring the libation of water, a special water pouring on Sukkis, because Sukkis is the judgment of water. And here's a mnemonic device to it, a reminder. And ask the Gemara, mita pasuach v'asa osasim kosher. Apparently, even if you write an open letter as a closed letter, it's still going to be kosher, because over here, v'nis kehem is a closed letter. Kemishpatam is a closed letter. You don't have an open letter, and the word mayim only has one final letter, one closed letter. Obviously, they're using one of the closed letters as a text, as if it said it as an open letter. So apparently they're interchangeable. Now, just to observe, not to make things too difficult, but obviously this might have been intended simply as a mnemonic device. I mean, it says remez, it's a hint. I don't know that it actually said the word mayim, but the Gemara is taking it to mean that this remez, this hint, is as if it wrote the word mayim. And if they're not interchangeable, this remez would not work. So obviously a closed letter could be used when an open letter is supposed to be used, says the Gemara. And if an open letter written as a closed letter is kosher, so sasam nami, sasam vasel pasuach kosher, the same would be true in the reverse. When you have a closed letter and you write it as an open letter, it would also have to be kosher. Okay.
This is only one case in the entire Sefer Torah.
That's fine. If you have one case in the Sefer Torah is kosher, and it's considered this high-level remez, not just something that we would say by a Shabbos table. But, you know, like, I mean, this was a remez. This was the establishment of Nisach HaMayim somehow. I mean, really, we view it as a halacha l'Moshe Mishin. It's a tradition from Moshe. But if they're using it as a real hint, so then it's a real hint. Okay? So it proved, at least according to this opinion, that they're interchangeable. Ask the Gemara, Midami, you can't really compare them. Pasuach va'asa osasum, when you have an open one and you made it closed onto today's daf, eluya kama alile, you're upgrading it. The Omer Rav Chisda mem v'samach shabaluchas b'nei sayu omdim, because you're writing it the way it's written in the luchos. Because we have a tradition that they, from Rav Chisda, that they were, that it's a miracle. And the miracle is because it was engraved all the way through the stone. And it's still, that middle piece still stood, so that the letter was legible. That miracle applies by the Samach. I could readily understand that, because the Samach is a circle. If you're going to say it applies by the Mem that's open, it's not a miracle. It has a place where the stone can attach to the middle piece, and the middle piece won't fall. That's not a miracle, right? When they do all kinds of sign making, in order to hold the middle piece, you have to have some arm attached to it. But if you're going to have a closed mem in the luchos, then that middle piece, for it to be able to stand, is a miracle for that miracle middle piece. So obviously in the luchos, which type of mem, if they only had one, which type of mem did they have? The closed one, because you're telling me it was a miracle. So obviously, which mem were they dealing with that you're describing as a miracle? It was the closed one. And we continue, that the final letters, that there's one type of letter and a different type of letter for the final, was done by the Nevi'im, by the prophets. So if one letter existed in the time of the Luchos, and a different letter was added later, which letter was by the Luchos? The closed one. Because you're saying it's a miracle. So it could be that when you're supposed to write an open one and you write a closed one, you're upgrading it. You're doing it to what the original mem was, the way it was in the Luchos. But how do you know that if you were to write a open letter instead of a closed letter, that it's good? That you don't have a source. Because if you upgrade to the way it was by the Luchos, that's an upgrade. But if you downgrade, who says? And at the bottom of the previous page, they said, oh, it's interchangeable. What was our goal here? That when you write an open letter, you're writing Shimon, we could turn around and say, oh, you wrote the word shame, which needs a final letter. Well, who says? Who says that when I write an open letter, it suffices when a closed letter was required? The Gemara says something's a little amiss over here to begin with. V'tispera, let's analyze this. V'oksiv ila mitzvah shein anavi rashi l'chadish dova me'ata. They're not allowed to make up new letters. So what exactly did you mean? Ela, what must be? Me'ava havoi, it existed. Me'de lo'ava yadin ay be'emse teva v'ay b'sof teva. But they didn't know which one was supposed to be in the beginning, in the middle of the letter, and which one was supposed to be at the end. Okay. So that's what they legislated. Ask the Gemara, that doesn't work either. They can't do that either if they don't know which way it's supposed to be, and they legislate which way it's supposed to be. That's also an innovation in Torah. You're not allowed to have an innovation. The letters are the letters. We got that from Sinai. Ella, let's explain it. Shakhum v'chazru v'yostum. They forgot it. In other words, really, there is a tradition where the middle letter is supposed to go and where the end letter is supposed to go, but they forgot it. And this statement that says that the Nevi'im, the prophets, established Menatzpech, they told us where the final letter should go, that's only that they reestablished the way it's supposed to be. But this was the way it was from Sinai. There's a middle letter and a final letter. That's very nice. There's a simple question. How could they have forgotten? Everybody's wearing tefillin. Everyone has got mezuzahs. Everybody's got a sefer Torah. How could they have forgotten? What does that mean? And perhaps what the Gemara here is basically saying is that we're introducing the possibility of a second opinion. This second opinion says that they're interchangeable, at least b'di'evad, after the fact. At least b'di'evad, they're interchangeable. And therefore, there became a mood among some sofrim that they were careless. Because it was still kosher, it's still past muster. And the Nevi'im came around, and they established, we must do it the way it was from Sinai, because that's the correct way. What you accomplish here is that even though we recognize that it's supposed to be final letter where it goes, and middle letter it goes, and we agree that there's a long brayse here that lists this as one of the mistakes that would make something possible, but there is apparently a second opinion out there, which argues and says that they're somewhat interchangeable, at least after the fact, and that's how they're saying it got lost, they had to reestablish it. There is a correct way, but they were deviating and it was still kosher, and it's on that opinion that we understand our Mishnah that says that if you're writing Shimon, which is an open letter, and you stopped after the Shinem, you would be in violation, because at least according to this opinion, at least b'di'evad, there is such a thing as a final letter suffice as a open letter sufficing when a final letter would have been required. Yashar koach, have a great day.